This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In the first leg of his three-nation visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Nigeria at the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. This will be the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During his two-day stay in Nigeria, the Prime Minister will hold talks with top leadership to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on the 18th of this month to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. On the third and the final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of November. This visit to Guyana will be a first by an Indian Prime Minister since 1968. The Prime Minister has said Bodoland in Assam has witnessed a new wave of development after the 2020 peace agreement. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said the 2020 Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community, but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. He said due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone, and they have joined the mainstream. The Prime Minister said he feels satisfied after seeing the impact of growth in Bodoland, which saw violence and bloodshed nearly for 50 years. He said the central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Bodoland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program today, where he will interact with party workers ahead of the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Additionally, several BJP leaders and their allies are scheduled to hold rallies across the state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies today, while Priyanka Gandhi will lead three rallies. NCP chief Ajit Pawar is going to campaign in Solapur, Pune and Nashik. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and Indie Alliance blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will address three poll rallies in Dumka, Devghar and Dhanwar today. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold public meetings in Jamtara and Khijri. Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address six rallies across the state. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will address gathering at Godda. Film star turned politician Mithun Chakravarti will hold rallies in Dumka and Jamtara. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 infants died while 16 were injured after a massive fire broke out at the neonatal intensive care unit NICU of Maharani Lakshmibai Medical College in Jhansi last night. Talking to reporters, District Magistrate Avinash Kumar said the fire broke out at around 10:45 p.m. in the NICU. ADG Kanpur zone Alok Singh reached Jhansi to supervise the rescue work. He confirmed that the fire was caused by an electrical short circuit. He said 47 infants were admitted to the NICU ward at the time of the fire broke out and several infants have been rescued. At least seven people, including six members of a family, were killed in a tragic accident at Bijnor in Uttar Pradesh this morning. The incident took place in Dhampur area on Dehradun-Nainital National Highway when a speeding car hit a three-wheeler. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has busted one of the largest hauls of cocaine worth around 900 crore rupees in a major operation in Delhi. The Home Minister said in a statement, the investigation conducted so far revealed that the group of people based abroad is operating the syndicate. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, had forecast a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the northwest and central India during the next 4 days. The IMD said that a dense to very dense fog conditions are likely to persist during night and morning hours over Punjab, Haryana, northwest Rajasthan, east Uttar Pradesh and Bihar until tomorrow. In squash, India's Abhay Singh stormed into the semi-finals of the Ace Malaysia Cup in Kuala Lumpur last evening. He defeated compatriot Velavan Senthil Kumar 3-1 in the quarterfinals. He will next take on Ain Yaw Ng of Malaysia in semi-finals today. In hockey, India will lock horns with China at the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Bihar this evening. The match will begin at 4:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the other matches, Malaysia will face off against Japan at 12:15 p.m. while South Korea will take on Thailand at 2:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.